Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your Wow Rap. In this world, we are bound to face unexpected challenges, injustice, wars, health issues, difficult decisions, evil and hurt. However, no matter what comes next, let us always respond by praising our Lord, because He is good, loving and faithful. Our Heavenly Father is the only constant in our lives, and His truth propels us to embrace a kingdom mindset, find hope, and experience joy. Furthermore, we don't have to go through life alone. Our Lord blesses us with a community of believers from whom we can draw strength and learn from their experiences. His grace ignites us with His divine plan and purpose for our lives, so that we can earnestly praise Him through each and every situation and share His transformative love with the world around us. Our scripture for today is from Psalm 100, verses 1 to 3. Here is Diane.
Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is good. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture.
So let us be determined this week to take heart and praise our Lord, even when uncertainty is inevitable and change is constant. Whatever comes next, may we hold on to the hope and extravagant love of our Heavenly Father. He is our source of strength and wisdom. He is trustworthy, caring, and kind. His grace and mercy have no limits. His plans for us are inherently good. His presence goes before us and gives us peace. We can trust Him for salvation, restoration, healing, direction, and miraculous interventions. So let us hold fast to the faith we have in God, worshiping Him, for He reigns over all. There is none like Him, majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, working wonders now and in whatever is to come. And let us keep our focus on heaven. Following Jesus is an active and intentional choice. It requires a kingdom mindset where God is our priority and our actions align with His will and principles. In this world, where we often experience disappointments and frustrations, let us ask God for a fresh and renewed perspective through His Spirit so that we can shine His light amid difficulty. Our identity is not confined to this world, but through our unity with Christ, our primary identity is heavenly. As citizens of an eternal kingdom, we are called to live by godly principles, guided by the teachings of Jesus. This is not just a responsibility, but also an opportunity to reflect the transformative power of God's grace and love to those around us, and be beacons of light and hope. God works intentionally through communities of believers. Our faith journey is not a solo act, it's a shared blessing. So let us endure together by being persistent in prayer and supporting one another to navigate life's uncertainties with unwavering faith, intentional love, and our eyes fixed on Jesus. So together with David, let us proclaim today, I waited patiently and expectantly for the Lord to help me, and He turned to me and heard my cry. He brought me out of the horrible pit of tumult and destruction, out of the miry clay, and He set my feet upon a rock, steadying my footsteps and establishing my path. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear with great reverence and will trust confidently in the Lord. As long as we have breath in our lungs, we have a reason to praise the Lord. He is our beginning and end, and there is no one more powerful or greater than Him. Praise the Lord, O my soul, both now and forever. Now, let us stand united as we pray together.
Lord, give us, Your disciples, the patience and the heart to see things around us differently, like Jesus, and not, you know, act in our frustration way, but in your spirit. In the name of Jesus, we pray that.
Father, I ask that you would open our eyes to everything that may keep us in bondage and keep us from experiencing your good grace. Thank you for everything that you do, and thank you for leading us faithfully.
Dear God, you are almighty, you are amazing, and you are for us, not against us. God, thank you for the people you gift us every day. Thank you for the friendly smile from the stranger when you most need it. Thank you for the family member that is always there next to us. Thank you for the friends you place in our lives that carry us and hold up our arms when we cannot do it ourselves. Thank you for life partners that know us inside out. Thank you for children that teach us about friendships. Thank you, God, for the gift of relationships. We are blessed. Thank you, God, for the relationship we have in you. How great thou art. We thank God for the people who stand with us, next to us, that stand for us. Thank God for relationships curated by your amazing love.
Father, we pray that you would help us to be focused on heaven, to be grateful for heaven, and to make your eternal inheritance our perfect and heartfelt home. In Jesus' name.
Father, you know your world's on fire, but you are in control. It frightens us and distresses us, but your perfect love casts out all fear. You call us your children, your sons, your daughters, and you have proven your love to us over and over again. Please continue to overflow our cups with your love at just the right time. Help us to share that living water with others, and with a strong faith, celebrate what comes next each day until we see you face to face. All praise and honor and glory goes to you, Lord. In the name of your precious Son, I pray these things. Amen.
Amen. Keep safe, be blessed, and have the most wonderful week.